how beneficial were these 2 days for you?
You know, I think it was good. Definitely nice to get out of the heat in Florida and come up here and practice in this. Pretty sweet. And I think it's good to go against somebody else, go play against somebody else. You know, I think this whole thing was about us. You know, the Patriots just happened to be the team we were going against and where we were going. You know, obviously it's cool to go practice against the defending world champions. But it was about, you know, what can we do? How do we react in the situation? How can we continue to get better?
Some struggles today in team drills.
Yeah, you know, it's stuff we got to go figure out and watch. You know, they do things differently than our defense, which we've been seeing for the past, you know, however many practices. So we got a little bit of it yesterday, got some of the more stuff today. So it's just going back, watching film, making sure we're on the same pages with everybody, the adjustments are correct, and you know, we're kind of getting in the spots we need to.
How have the Patriots challenged you the last couple of days?
You know, they up front, you know, they single everybody up. I think it's kind of, you know, just making everything one-on-one as far as the blocking schemes. And then they do a lot of different things in coverage with their safeties, you know, whether they're spinning the guys down or staying too high and doing different stuff. So it's been good to go against the different looks. That's definitely different than what we see in Jacksonville.
You had the 5 interceptions in that Saturday practice. Was that something that was important to bounce back from quickly, or did you learn from some of those as well?
You know, I think anytime you throw an interception, I think you learn from it. You know, and it's practice, and not downplaying practice or trying to justify that that's okay to throw 5 interceptions. It's not. But if there's a time to do it, that's then, and you learn from it then, and hopefully you move on and grow from it. Don't do it again.
A-Rob obviously had a good camp. Do you feel like you're really on the same page?
Yeah, definitely a lot. He's worked hard. It's fun to watch him. You know, to see him leave and go away for the offseason and come back in the best shape he's ever been in. Looks good. He's running around good. And mentally, you know, he wants to continue to be challenged and given different things. So he's been a lot of fun to play with.
Like Tom Coughlin, obviously new this year. Where have you felt his impact out of him around inside the building and out of the building?
Yeah, you know, I think he's you know, he's helped set the culture. Obviously, he was in Jacksonville when it all began back in the day, and now he's back. And I think it's, you know, how do we get back to that winning culture? And I think part of it is with him. And what's good is him and Doug Marrone are, you know, from a similar background, come from kind of the same philosophies and stuff like that, so they're on the same page, and it's, you know, setting a winning culture, and playing good, disciplined, tough football.
Have you been able to get adjusted to the time clock change? Right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird now in New England. Nobody really knows what time zone we're in up here, so everybody just shows up pretty early.
Having him out here at practice, what does that mean to have the executive vice president, not just the coach, but the ultimate boss, out here walking through stretching and watching?
You know, it's cool. It's cool to have another guy, or not just another guy, a guy that's, you know, been around a lot of really good football, been involved in Super Bowl winning teams, to have those set of eyes out here watching us, being able to talk to from time to time is really special.
Cam Robbins could be your left tackle as a rookie. What's your confidence level with him right now?
You know, I've been excited with what he's been able to do. Obviously, there's a little bit of an adjustment period coming from college to the NFL, but I've been really impressed. I think he's done a good job. I think he's extremely athletic. He's picked everything up quickly, and excited to see what he can continue to do.
Since the pads have gone on, you've had a good view of Leonard. Can you see why they drafted him?
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely a difference maker. You know, we made some improvements up front, and definitely with him, you know, adding him to the running back room has helped out tremendously with what he can do, you know, in short yardage goal line, and that's not all he is. He's, you know, a really good every down back, and he's good out of the backfield.
Blake, what stood out to you about this Patriots cornerback group so far, especially Butler?
You know, Butler made a really good play yesterday and picked me off in that 2-minute. You know, I thought that was a really good job by his part. But, you know, I think they do a lot of different stuff with their safeties and do a good job disguising coverages. So I think schematically, they mess with you a little bit, kind of take away different things, or they make you think they're taking something away and go the other way. So you kind of got to be sharp in what you're doing pre-snap. But they're all really good players and done a good job.
Like we see a ball hit the ground or you fall down yesterday when you got stepped on and we think the offense is struggling. Do you see something that we don't? Is there something that's going on that makes you feel like you're making steps forward? And
yeah, I think definitely. You know, there's no doubt some bad stuff that's happened that we got to fix and continue to work on. But, you know, I think you watch 7-on-7 or 1-on-1s today. There wasn't a whole lot of times we got stopped. You know, obviously didn't have the team period that we wanted to, mess up some things there. But I thought from a receiver passing game standpoint, you know, know, one-on-ones and 7-on-7 were extremely good today. And we just got to find a way to carry that over into 11-on-11.
Talking with Leonard Fournette, his sort of confidence, the idea that he's been around stands out to me. I'm curious what you've noticed from him in that area.
Yeah, you know, I think a guy like Leonard, who is an extremely good football player and, you know, I think has a personality where he's going to, you know, he's going to be outspoken and he's going to talk and he's very, you know, fun-spirited and always has a good time. It's kind of been a breath of fresh air to have him around and be involved and wanting to learn. And obviously the physicality he brings to our offense, and that's not, you know, the only thing he can do. He's really good out of the backfield doing other things as well.
When you think Last about one. A rookie coming in, like how much is that confidence sort of maybe a rarity, even your own situation when you were coming in?
Yeah.
Is it rare to see that type of confidence?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's definitely well-deserved from what he's done in his past and the kind of football that he's played. There's no doubt that he should have confidence coming into it, and I think he's looking forward to proving himself, you know, in the NFL and showing everybody what he can do.